England Patriots are the talk of the town, and not in a good way. And we are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about this week in the NFL coming up in about an hour at 8. And then Gerard Mayo will join us here at 9 or 9:20 thereabouts. And a lot to talk to Gerard Mayo about. He said after that game yesterday in London that this is a soft football team. And so we will get him to share more on that and why and where the blame lies coming up when he joins us during the 9 o'clock hour. But right now we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time to select that for the New England Patriots. Stuck in reverse. Is that why?
This is actually Jackson's first dance.
Is that why you selected that this morning, Sean?
Yes, it is, Greg. I wish they would fix themselves.
That's Wiggy's kids band.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Coldplay.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I had no clue who that was. I don't know anything about music. Can we get a little more life today? I feel like we're like down.
Curtis, today's a funeral march.
Can we get some Tribe Called Quest now that they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. There you go. Oh, if we're going Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then we get to play some Dave Matthews today, too.
And
I'm in, Wiggy.
Oh, Dave Matthews is in?
Yes, he is.
All right. Cher's in, too?
Yep.
She just got in?
Dua Lipa and Zendaya. Wow.
Zendaya. Cher is doing the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Zendaya's in the
room. No, they nominated her, introduced her.
There's too many facts going on here. I can't keep up with whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I was
throwing
random
confused.
Facts out left and right. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our leads. Good morning, Shine.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. It's cool. There's a quarterback in town, and he's really good, and he's really talented. Kid can sling the rock, and yet it doesn't really matter. I feel bad for him. I kind of wish he wasn't here, just for his own sake, because there's nothing else for him to have any kind of success. Alex Van Pelt decided to show up yesterday, had like a nice like first page of his playbook that worked for about a quarter-ish, and then everything went to crap, and I could not believe the ineptitude of the play calling for 2.5 quarters following the beginning of that game.
Why were they running the football at the end of that game and gaining 0 yards?
That's a great question. I would also like to say Gerard Mayo says his team is soft. Coming from the softest guy in the building, a minute 30 on the clock, you have, I think, one or two timeouts, and you're down 12 at that point. I think it's 22-10 right before halftime. And the first play from scrimmage is run play into the offensive line. What on earth are we doing? You need points. You just allowed 22 unanswered. Go try and score before the half and say, yeah, we're just going to run the football here. Make sure we run out some of this clock so Jacksonville doesn't get the ball back. Instead of being aggressive and pushing it down the field. Like, it's soft across the board. It's disgusting.
You're playing the 32nd ranked pass defense in the NFL, and you have a guy who can throw the football.
Right.
And you're coming out, you know, I'm sure you've seen the stat, but it should be in bold. You know, last three offensive series for the New England Patriots, they ran the ball on first down 7 of 9 and ended up getting 1 yard out of those 7 attempts. 1 yard, positive. And so we will ask Gerard Mayo about that. We can debate. Maybe Mayo is the guy. Maybe Alex Van Pelt isn't the guy. But Shime, you make great points. You have a great quarterback. You have nothing around him.
Especially when last week they talk about being aggressive, and then they continue to not be aggressive in any way. It's infuriating.
All right, Shime. Thank you. Curtis,
you're
good
welcome.
Morning.
Good morning, Greg. One of my favorite sayings is, well done is better than well said. And this organization is in the process of being humbled, where the offseason was already going to be very difficult. It's really hard to get great in the NFL, especially with the first-time head coach and a rookie quarterback and with all the holes in this roster. And instead of just dedicating themselves to winning on the field, to attacking the problems many of them had a hand in creating, they decided from the top of Robert Kraft on down to talk about the boogeyman and to bring up silos and collaboration and all these buzzwords that in reality don't mean jack squat. The only thing that matters is if you win. Just like the other guy, he had won 6 championships, widely considered the best coach in American team sports. And he stopped winning, so people stopped putting up with him. And he lost his job, but he's still making a lot of money. But that's what happens. And the way this organization has approached everything, it's like they kept all the crap intact, but replaced the guy that was behind it that actually was a good coach.
But there is less of a hard-ass vibe around here.
But it's like, nope. Jerod Mayo, I love him. I do. He seems like a genuinely good guy.
Very nice man. I deeply want
him to be successful. He talked about Pudge. He has me for life. Wow. But nothing matters unless you win. Literally nothing matters.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, great guy. He got fired. That's what happens. So it's very frustrating to see where the Patriots find themselves today.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead. Wiggy's lead is about a very dramatic tease earlier. It's about the state of the NFL when it comes to head coaches and players. Is that what it is?
That's what it is, Greg.
From a guy from an old head. Mm-hmm. From a guy who played back in the leather helmet days.
Yeah. I'm an old head.
We will get to that lead and to my lead. The rest of the leads coming up next from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday at WEEI.